Hey everyone, this is Leanna Bliss with the podcast Bipolar Boss. This is my first podcast. I'm super excited to share it with you guys and share my story with everyone. I embarked on this journey about a few years ago after getting diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I've struggled my whole life. I had no idea what was wrong with me. It went years undiagnosed and I had seen so many doctors. I tried and nothing was working. I tried everything. I tried to get healthy. I tried to get better, but nothing was working. And one day I just crashed. I was at my very, very rock bottom. I couldn't do it anymore. I didn't want to live the way that I was. And thank God, but everything came together. I found a doctor who was amazing and willing to help me. And he was ready to get me back on my feet. And then I found another psychologist who also really helped me change my life. And so after that, after I became more clear and I understood what I was going through, I decided I needed to share my story. I am one of the lucky ones that are able to speak and able to create awareness and educate others. And I have to use my voice. I want to be open about everything about my mental illness, and I want to tell real stories. Sure, you can go read about it on the internet, but you're just going to get symptoms and things that we go through, but you don't actually know what it's like. All of my stories are true. Everything I talk about is from real experiences, real pain, real happiness, real everything. So stay tuned for more episodes, and I'm going to continue this journey. But today, I'm going to start off by talking about when you get diagnosed and you feel like you need to come out and tell everyone, and then you just get those weird responses from people who just don't understand. And it takes you back and you don't know what to do. You are shocked by the response because you're always hoping for good responses, of course. But it can actually really affect your illness and make it worse. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. So the first thing that happened to me that I remember that I thought was really weird was I went out, I was DJing one night at an event and I invited a bunch of friends. It'd been kind of the first time I was out since I kind of crashed and was really sick. And so I was almost excited in a way to tell people because I was like, hey, this happened to me, but I'm going to be so healthy now. I'm going to be better. I'm going to be a different me. And so one of my friends, who I'd been friends with for quite a few years, I decided to tell her. And the reaction was not exactly what I had hoped. The reaction was actually, well, that's not a real disorder. Haven't you seen this movie? This movie says, I think it's called Lucy or something. It's all about how mental illness isn't real and it's just in your head. And, you know, I've heard that before, but I wasn't expecting to hear it after telling someone that I got slapped with this disorder that's a long life illness. It's a very serious illness. And so let me tell you something. If somebody comes up to you and tells you they're diagnosed with something, cancer, bipolar, schizophrenia, MS, it doesn't matter what it is, your response is, I'm so sorry to hear that. I hope you're doing okay. Is there anything I can do for you? That's all you have to say. You respond with empathy, not with, oh, well, that's not a real illness, or why would you have that, or who told you that? Actually, now that I think of it, the person actually said, who told you that? And, well, to me, it's pretty freaking clear. The doctor actually told me that, and the person says, are you sure? Are you sure that's what's wrong with you? And I get it. Maybe this was out of concern. But I'm pretty damn sure, after so many years of struggling, I was so sure there was nothing that was going to stop me from thinking that. I'd already been through 2 years of getting diagnosed at this point, so I knew when this diagnosis came forward, I knew this is what it was, because I'd been thoroughly analyzed by more than one doctor. And so that response actually kind of really made me feel awful. I started to question myself a little bit, but you know what? I had to stop right there and say, this person is no good for me right now. I cannot have this person in my life because I need the most supportive people in order to get better. So I cut that person out for probably like 4 or 5 months, didn't talk to them at all, because I had to only worry about myself and worry about what I thought and what my doctors thought. That was the only way I was going to get better. If I had held on to these other people's opinions, I never would move forward. So I had to just drop it and just let that person go and focus on myself. You know, when you come out and tell people, it's basically like making yourself accountable to those people, because they're going to want to know what it is that's wrong with you, how you're going to get better, and they'll start judging your every move and action. Like, why is this person doing this? They should be doing that because of this. And so I would suggest to you, if you're just getting diagnosed, I would keep it to yourself for as long as you can, unless it's people that are directly reflected, like a significant other, if you're living with your family and your parents. Tell them, tell the people you have to, but don't go out of your way to tell anyone, because, you know, they don't need to know. They don't have a right to know. And you're better off just working on yourself, because the only person that you need to be accountable to is you. And so if you keep it to yourself, there's more likely a chance that you're going to get better and move on. The second kind of reaction that I felt was weird was to a psychiatrist that, honestly, in hindsight, I wish I never went to. She made my condition so much worse. This was at the height of it, when I was really, really bad, not able to work or go to school or anything. And she made me so much worse, more suicidal, more depressed, more manic, more upset. And she just, right from the beginning of when I went to go see her, she didn't want to listen to anything I had to talk about, really. I think that she kind of thought I was maybe trying to manipulate her into giving me a diagnosis. And I think she thought that everything I said was a lie, because she would argue everything I said instead of just listening and then being a professional about it and giving her professional opinion or making a decision. She wanted to argue everything I said. And at this point, you know, I had come into it with already kind of a half diagnosis. I took an ADHD test, because that's initially how I got started with all this, being in university and struggling. And so I did my ADHD test and I got diagnosed with that. But the psychologist was a psychoeducational psychologist, and so he doesn't diagnose emotional or mood disorders. And so he said, you know, I really think there's something else going on here. I think you have bipolar disorder, but I don't diagnose this. So here we go again, back into the system, getting bounced between doctor and doctor. I went to a psychiatrist. She was one of the only ones that I could see for free that were covered under our healthcare. And so, as I said, she didn't really believe anything I said, or at least it seemed like that. And so she decided to diagnose me with an adjustment disorder, which is new to the DSM. And if you're not familiar with what a DSM is, that's the book that we use here in Canada to diagnose mental health disorders and illnesses. And so adjustment disorder, to me, is just, quite frankly, when you get depressed because of a life situation. And it only lasts about 6 months. So let's say, you know, someone important died in your life, or you lost your job, or you lost your house, or you got divorced, and then you're depressed because of that situation. And 6 months later, after your therapy and getting healthy, you're normal again. Well, I just couldn't believe it, because I was like, lady, listen, I'm telling you, I've been dealing with this since I was 15. It doesn't go away. It never goes away. Of course I have periods of normalcy, because that's the whole part of bipolar. So for her, that's what she should have picked up on. Yes, I have periods where I'm normal, because that's in between my episodes. But half, you know, more than half of the year, I'm feeling like this. And honestly, one time she just stopped and said, well, what do you want to be diagnosed with then? And I said, nothing. Of course, I don't want to be anything. I just want to be normal. I want to be healthy. I want this to stop. And right from then, I knew that she wasn't going to give me the proper care that I needed, and I needed to stop this. Quite frankly, I just needed to get out. And so I did. I stopped seeing her because she wasn't going to help me. It was a waste of my time. And I could tell you right now, if you're seeing a doctor that's not helping you, go to somebody else. It's a waste of your time and you don't have time to waste. When you have an illness like bipolar disorder, you do not have time to waste. Every year, every month that goes by, you risk the chance of getting sicker and sicker. The longer it's undiagnosed, the worse it gets. And that's what happened to me. I was undiagnosed and unfortunately, my illness got worse, much worse. So after all these weird responses, you know, I just wanted to stop telling people. And that's what I decided to do. I told the people that I had to, but I kept it to myself because I felt like I could get better quicker and faster and better if I kept it to myself and just focused on what I needed to do to get better. That's all I did every day. I got up and said, what do I have to do today to get better? I listened to my therapist. I took my medication and that's what I decided to do. And whether or not anybody believed me, if it was real, it didn't matter to me. Whether or not this doctor said, this is what you have and that doctor said, this is what you have. I knew what I had at the end of the day and that's what I focused on. So I feel like there's a lot of weird responses that could come up, but at the end of the day, just focus on yourself. In terms of family, I was pretty lucky for the most part. I mean, some of my family members, I think, just don't know how to deal with it. And maybe that creates a little bit of distance just because they're not sure what to say and they don't want to offend you or they don't want to make you feel worse. But my mom has been such a great support. Like the first time I tried to tell her what anxiety was, I think I was 21 and I barely knew what it was. She had no idea. Like for her, she hasn't dealt with many mental health issues herself. Like I don't think she's had much depression or anxiety. And so it was very difficult for her to grasp the concept. However, that didn't stop her from being there for me. Ever since that day I told her every day that I've came to her again and said, this is what's wrong with me. You know, after all the times I've been misdiagnosed, it didn't matter. She was there saying, you know, giving me a hug or asking what I needed. And you know, sometimes she may not know what to do, but she's always there for me. And she's always willing to listen. And so if you're a family member with somebody who has bipolar disorder, that's what I would recommend. You don't have to fully understand it, but just be there for the person and don't make them feel bad for what they're going through. And they have to understand that this person is going to navigate their illness however they need to. And that doesn't have anything to do with you. You can't change their mind. All you can do is be there and support them. So thanks for listening today. I hope you learned something. You can always follow me on Instagram and message me there if you have any questions. My Instagram handle is MissBliss199. Check it out. I talk about my life. I bear all. I tell stories. And I talk about my days and how I'm feeling. And I give lots of quotes, my own personal quotes on how to deal with mental illness and what exactly that is. And just stay tuned for the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.